The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
This volume has been distributed by Rav Yehuda and Chaya Relis, Le'ilui Nishmas, Matasyo Yoinison Ben Yisrael Leib, Zichroinu Levracha, and his wife, Miriam Chana Bas Yosef Yeshua, Aleh HaShalom. May the Torah studied through this volume be an everlasting zechus for their neshamas.
Yevam is Daf Kof Aleph, in continuation to the previous share where we discussed the possibility of a woman being a skuka. She's not an erva like we had in the first parak, where she's p'tura mi'ibum v'chalitza. She's an iser with a lav, with a zanaseh decha. Let's say we said over there that the maskana of the Gemara is that chai v'lav be'etzem there should be a seh decha. Let's just say gzer b'yishni or to b'yishayna. Here in the bottom of Chofam and Beis, going into Chof Aleph, entertains another case, and the Gemara discusses the possibility of Almona L'Koyen Godl. Almona L'Koyen Godl is not just a lot. She's an Asay with a lot. Now, as a klal, Asay Doicha Lois Asay. Asay is not Doicha. Asay V'Lois Asay. So an Almona L'Koyen Godl, if the Yovah Midir Raisa, again, Midir Rabbanon, he can't be Boleo. Choletzis V'Lemis Yavemis. And by the way, let's define that. What does it mean Choletzis V'Lemis Yavemis? That which is mafkia, the zika, the connection between a yovam and a yovamo, the pashtus, the zika, which is the sugis that we learned in the beginning of the second parak, the zika is a connection of issues. It's not just a chiyuv to be mekayim a mitzvah yibum, but there is a relationship between the yovam and the yovamo, that connection, and that's the connection that asus hiloshuk, somewhat similar to an eshes ish. We discussed the ramifications and the qualifications of that relationship at length in the shul at the beginning of the parak, but the zika is an ishus. Chayve krisus, there is no ishus. So if a isha is nefeles to her father, let's say she's married to her uncle died, she falls to her father, not only can he be boleh, he's not allowed to marry her as a yevama, but there's not even zika to create a relationship that would be mechayev chalitza. There's no relationship between the two of them. Ishus cannot be chal between a yovam and a yevama when the two of them to each other are chayvei krisus. Almona l'koyen gadol, there's nothing stopping tfisas kedusha. Almona, if an almona would be mekadosh, koyen gadol would be mekadosh almona, the halacha is the kedusha is chal. He's not allowed to, but the kedusha is chal. It's not chayvei krisus. Kedusha is tyfus. If kedusha is tyfus, there can be zika there also. There can be a relationship between them. That relationship doesn't find an outlet because there's no heter of yibum to be boleh, which befoil is chayv elav nasei ein asei v'lois asei nidka yidei asei. So he wouldn't be allowed to be boleh, but the relationship between them can exist and it would be mechayv chalitza even though it's not misyavemis. Chiddush could have the possibility of relationship between them which is mechayv her to undergo chalitza even though there's no heter bia. There's no possibility of yibum, but there's a relationship, there's a zika that creates chaletzes for lemis yabemis. Now, what's interesting is that it seems from the Gemara, if we read the Gemara at the bottom of Chofam and Beis, it seems that this chayv elav v'asei itma bias koyen gadol balmon Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Elazar chad oma ene peteres tzorosa v'chad oma peteres tzorosa. The simple reading of Rashi peteres oisoves tzorosa min achalitza v'sagil obiget. Let's say the Kohen Gadol is born al Amona. Again, the halach is chalitza and misyavemis. There's zika there, there's chalitza, and there's no yibum. Let's say he was born there, in violation of the halacha. He was over in aseh v'loisaseh. So now what? Is she skuka? Is she still oimedes? The yibum was done. Was he koin her? Is he not koin her? Does she pata the tzora? The machlokes in the Gemara is peteres tzorosa, v'chad ha'meini peteres tzorosa. Rashi seems to say and that the tzad of peteres oisoves tzorosa min achalitzo v'sagi lo beget would be that even though he wasn't be allowed to be boleh, the one side of the Gemara would be he wouldn't be allowed to be boleh, but l'maisa now that he was boleh, he was koyin her because kedushin is chal. If kedushin is chal, the yibum is chal. The yibum is chal. So now this her tzora, as is the klal in every yibum, when somebody dies, Reuven dies and leaves over three wives, Shimon, the brother, only has to be miyabim ulchoyl, it's one of them, then the other two go out, l'shuk. The zika is poka, the relationship of zika, dissipates from the whole bias, from the whole marriage of Reuven, of the mace, with all three women. The halach is that all three of them are muteris l'shuk. In which case, if the Kohen Gadol is Baal Almana, even though despite the fact that he was over a Kaid Alab Naseh, Lamaisi was Baal there, he was Kohen her. If he was Kohen her, the halach is that Yibam is performed, not her, not the Tzor Nid Chalitza, the Sagi Lo Beget, since Yibam was performed, she becomes Ishtoi, Kiddushin is Taifiz Baal, the Yibam is Taifiz Baal, Naskish Lo Chalab, and he divorces her with Chalitza. The Mashah, however, is Medayik in the Lashon of Rashi, the Lashon of Rashi, if we the Daik, would seem to indicate the Sagi Poiteres Sove Tzorosa Menachalitzo, the Sagi Lo Beget. The Mashah understands, based on his understanding of the Gemara, the Lashon of the Gemara by us, let's start the Gemara again, Itma Bi is Kohen Gadol Balmona. Rashi says that according to the Mandama Peteh Sarasa, Yibam was performed, the Kenyan is Chal, and Sagi lo beget. Says the Mashah, that means to tell us that according to the Mandama Eine Peteh Sarasa, Loi Sagi lo beget. He says that the Lashon of the Gemara would seem to indicate that the whole Machloikas Ameroim was only the Gabi the Tzara, but her herself, the Almona that the Kohen Gadol was Bala, of course she would be Sagi lo beget. Meaning to say, let's cut it down. Pashtus, we understand, if we just read the Gemara without the Mashah, that the Machloikis Amiroim is on the one hand an Almona, the Kohen Gadol, Kedushin is Taifis. So that would mean that even though he's in violation of his halachis, but if he was Bala, he's Kohen her, the same way if he'd be Mekadish, and he would take her onto the Chuppah, he would be married to her. If he's Bala, and she's his Yevama, he's koiner, nasis kishkel l'chodover, she needs a get, not chalitza, the tzara the same, because Yibam was performed. Albeit in violation of the halacha, but l'maisa Yibam was performed. What's the other side, ein b'teres tzarasa? That since it was an aveiru, so the Yibam was nothing, it's as if he was not boleo, the halacha is that there's still skuka, they need chalitza, like we said, there's a sikka here, that's mechayim chalitza, not Yibam. The Mashah, based on his understanding that the Lashon of the Gemara is only Poiteres Tzorosa, any Poiteres Tzorosa, says that the whole Machloikis is whether the Tzora is Pturo with a get, whether the Tzora needs Chalitza. But she herself is definitely there. He was Boleh, he's Koner. She's Yevoma, Harei the Zikener. She's Yevoma, he's Boleh, he's Koner. The Shaila is only, but Mitzvah even wasn't performed. If the, what he did was an Avera, so then it's not a mitzvah. And a mitzvah and Avera can't be in one ma'isa. It's either a mitzvah or it's an Avera. It could be that there's a dynamic here of Zika, which means that if he's Boleh, he's Koiner, the same way if he did a Kiddushin, in violation of the Allah, he'd be Koiner. But a mitzvah wouldn't be considered. What's the ramification? Yeah, a mitzvah, not a mitzvah, only there's got to be points in Shemayim? No. Now, the way the Mashah understands, the Zika creates the relationship of Nasis Kish to L'Choldov as far as she's concerned. But L'maisa, to say that the bias was Niskayimbo, Mitzvah Sivim V'Chalitza, that's not true. There is no Mitzvah. The Tzora is still a Medes, she needs Chalitza. This Mashah is very difficult to understand. If we understand that there's a Chalois in the one that is Bo'olel, and it's Chal in her that she's Nasis Kishtoi, how could it be that the bias still has on it Zika? How could you have a Zika that was Poka from one and not Poka from the other? Very, very difficult to understand. The Kani Reim on the Mashah says the Mashah is very difficult. This Mashah is one of the very difficult Yevomistik Amayim Makayimis. How do we understand that there could be a case where she's Niftero from the Zika's Yavnin, her herself get L'Chutzagi? There's no Zika. But there's a lack of a kim of mitzvah yibum. It was a ma'isa averi, not a ma'isa yibum. If there's no mitzvah yibum, the bias as a whole still has a zika. Mashal is a dovim uchudish. The achroinim, many achroinim argue. And the mashal is the mashal. Divrei mashal b'mkayim ma'imedes. Of course, this brings to mind the principles that we discussed in the last year. Is it possible to split the Kinyan of Yibam with the Mitzvah of Yibam? This would be another example of the same idea. As far as the Kinyan of Yibam, he was Bo. The Kohen Gadol was Bo Alamon, he was Koiner. As far as the Mitzvah of Yibam, since it was an Avera, he wasn't allowed, he didn't have a Heter. If it's an Avera, it's not a Mitzvah. If it's not a Mitzvah, it's not Mekayim the Mitzvah of Yibam. you look at the Rambam on this halacha. The Rambam is in Hilchos Yibum Perek Vav, halacha Yud Aleph. The Loshon, the Karnirei Manu Masho brings the Rambam. It would seem that the Rambam holds Chayv Elam Vasei, the case of Amon Lekoyin Godel. Loshon of the Rambam is Einei Koyin Kinyan Gomer. Again, we're bringing up two tzadim. Is he yet koiner or is he not koiner? The mashor is slicing it by saying he's koiner, but he wasn't mekayim mitzvah yibum. Listen to the lashon of the Rambam. Einei koiner kinyan gomur, v'hoyl v'loikono kinyan gomur lehutro tzoroso lezor ad shetachloitz. Sounds like the mashor. Sounds like the mashor. On the one hand, there is a kinyan. On the other hand, since the mitzvah even was not miskayim, her tzora is not muteris l'shuk. You have to be choylitzer. The problem is that the Rambam, his definition of this is ein koine kinyan gomer. The way the Mashal says it, the Mashal slices the sakina karifa mitzvah even from kinyan even. That we understand. We could split the two. The Rambam seems to say ein koine kinyan gomer. What does that mean? Don't know. The Rava Magid understands. In the Rambam, he brings an interesting dimyan. He says, by Machzik Rushosa, which the Gemara discussed in the first parak, says also, by Machzik Rushosa, let's say, the halacha of Machzik Rushosa is also that Bibi also, there's an Isser of being Machzik Rushosa, he had been married to her. The halacha would be that Bibi also, Lo Nifter Tzorosa. He had been married to her, divorced her, and somebody else married her, he wanted to marry her back. The halacha is he's not allowed to marry her again. So there also we have, it sounds like there's a kinyan, but there's no p'tur l'gabe tzara. Again, to split the kinyan of the yevama l'gabe the p'tur of her tzara is very hard. That's a chiddush that we see in the Mashal and the Rambam. There's also an interesting shita that's brought in the Meiri, that Chai Ve'aseh, again, Chai Ve'lav Naseh, which don't have a tchir, there's no ma'aseh mitzvah because there's a ein aseh derech alois aseh ve'aseh. The Meiri brings a possibility that midiraisa there's no need for chalitza. However, the Meiri brings a possibility that chay ve'aseh would be eino zkucha l'chalitza, because there's no possibility of the yibum. There's no yibum and there's no zika. There's no yibum. There's no chalitza. It goes together, but he still brings up the possibility that since l'maisa she's an eshesach. And she's not one of the Chomesh Asir Noshim, which is an Erva, where an Erva has no shaykhis to the Parsha. A woman is nefelis in front of a man, in front of her brother-in-law, Yovam, and she's an Erva to him, it's her father, it's her woman, the Rai said discussed in the first parak. The halacha is that not only is she also to him because of Av, or because of Chamoisa, whatever it is, but the halacha is she's also Asal Tzei Shesach. There's no Parsha of Yibum, so then she also has the remaining Issa of Eshesach on her. The Meiri brings up the possibility that over here, by Chavi Aseh, Chavi Lam Aseh, where there is Tfisas Kedushin, it's not the regular Pashma Arise, there would be a Heter on the Eshesach, despite the fact that there's no Pashas Yibu. Sounds again like a tremendous Kiddush. And the reason why there's no Issa of Eshesach on the Yibomo is in order to facilitate the Mitzvah Yibu. If there's no Mitzvah Yibu, there's no Mitzvah Lovu Aleh, how could it be that there's no Issa Eshesach? But this shaila is a famous shaila that was discussed extensively in the Achronim, the Avnim Lum Kufayin Dalid. The shaila is discussed in the Shara Melech. The one who started discussing the shaila was the classic Sefer Proshas Drochim from the author of the Mishnah Lamelech. And they discussed specifically Rabbi Chavi Lam Masay, Ad Kama that there's no mitzvah love Eleo, Ad Kama that's also love Eleo, there's no Tchir of the Isser to be Bo Eleo. If there's an Issus, then L'chor, there's no Heter of the Eshesach. And then if he'd be Bola, not only would he be over on Amon L'Koyim Godel, but he would also be over on the Issus of Eshesach. There's Zika, there's Chalitza, she's not a regular Erva. On the other hand, Ad Kama, like we started with Tashir, Ad Kama that Zika, the relationship between a Yovam and a Yevamah, is predicated on the possibility of Issus. The possibility of Issus is Mechadei Eshesh fell off, like we learned in the first paragraph. It's not shaykh that there should be an issue of chorus between a man and a woman, and they should have a relationship of being shaykh to each other with zikas yabne. So l'chor, the etzim, if you say that a chay v'lavim v'aseh, or you amon l'kohen godol, that if he's bole, he's over an ishis ach, that would tell us that the relationship between them is chay v'krisus, In which case, how could it be that this chaletz is lo misiyav emes? So this is discussed back and forth by the achronim. Does the fact that there's no heter befoil say to us that now the eshesach is choizelim koimoi? And as I state mufurish and teis sarosh and avgimlam and beis, the chayv elav v'asei, there's an eshesach. On the other hand, the other achronim discuss that maybe no, maybe punkfakeh. If there would be an Israel Shazak between the Yavam and the Yavama, then it wouldn't be Shaykh that there's a Zikadir Lagabi Chalitza Velay Lagabi Yibum. Really discuss, this is really the Nidin, is a Nidin that Reb Nochum Zatzal gets back to in his Sefer on Yavamas over and over again. Is the Din Yibum, the Zikah between them, Tolui, in the Tchiyah of Asei Dechalai Sasei? Meaning to say, is the reason why Yavam is Mutter to be born on the Yavama? Because the Asei Derech HaLoisei, despite the fact that the Gemara's Maskana in the first parak is that Ein Asei Derech HaLoisei Sheyesh Bekoris, but Asei Diyibum Shaini the Loshna Taisis and Dabgim Lam and Beit, Dabdal Lam and Alet, the Mitzvah Asei Bekach. So the Parsha of Yevom Yovi Aleo is predicated on the principle of Asei Derech HaLoisei. Well, no. Yevom Yovi Aleo is not a Parsha of Asei Derech HaLoisei. A Yavoma, a sister-in-law, B'mokim Yibum, is not an Erva. The Erva of a sister-in-law, you look at the Lashon of the Rambam, Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam, when he lists off the different Arayas, a mother, a sister-in-law, a mother-in-law, so on, so forth, etc. The Rambam lists off, there's an Isser of Eishes Ach Shaloi B'mokim Yibum, which sounds like B'mokim Yibum is a different type of Eishes Ach. It's not an Erva. It's not predicated on Asei Dechaloi Sasei. So if we say, like the Shita of Tais, the Lashon of Tais, and the Gimel Amud Beis that we just quoted, Reb Nochum says that that parsha of Yibum is Asei Derech HaLoisei Asei. So when there's no Asei Derech HaLoisei, because there's also Chayv Elav V'Asei, there's Amon HaLakoyim Gadol, so then Hadrina L'Kamaisi, we're back to step one. Step one is that it's L'Choyitz, a sister-in-law. There's an Issei Shazak. Ah, the Torah gives a mitzvah say of Yibum. But what happens in a case where it doesn't work out because there's Chayv Elav and Asei, there's also an Asei of Amon HaLakoyim Gadol? Okay, so then we don't have a Heter V'Eshezach. So then that's the Tais Rosh. Tais Rosh holds like the Tais Viz. That then we're back to square one and it becomes a regular Eshezach. How is there Zika, Chalitza V'Lelim? You have to say that Tais is old, that the Hafko of Zika does not depend. The dissolution of the relationship between the Yom and the Imam does not depend on the status of Chayv Kriyas or not, even though the Pashtus is that way. Rashi, Mashmos and Rashi in different places, the Mashmos of the Rambam that we just quoted, is that the Parsha of Yibum is not predicated on Asei Derech HaLoisei, but the Torah did not aser an Eshesach b'mokom Yibum. It's a different type of Eshesach. It's an Eshesach, it's a Yavom. It's not a regular Eshesach. Maybe this has something to do with the fact that it's Yishus HaMeis, that we discussed in the beginning of the first paragraph. That's conjecture by Alma. Maybe it has something to do with that. But in that case, if it's true that a Yavoma, a woman who's not one of the Chamish Asrei Noshim of the first paragraph, does not have an Issur of Eishes Ach, because she's Yavoma, she could still have a Zaytik Issur. She has a Pashav, Alman HaLakoyim Gadol. That gets in the way of being Mekayim the Yibum on a practical level. Because Bola was Mekayim the Mitzvah, he's not Mekayim the Mitzvah, Mitzvah Baba Vera, those are all good shailas. Maybe he's koiner, maybe he's not koiner. But to say that there's an Issa Eshesach would be to say that she's a Yavomish, she's an Eshesach that has a parish of Chalitza, and she still has an Issa Eshesach, Hoye Loisia. A woman that has a shame Yavoma, that Chalet says, that the Zikis Yabim in her, is not an Eshesach of Arayis. That would be according to Rashi Rambam. So that would be the makor of the shailas. These are some of the shailas that come up. Again, the case of Amon HaLakoyim Gadol is one case, but the ramifications of how we understand where there's no practical application of Yibum, but there's still a Zikas Chalitza, whether that defines for us that there's Chayv Krisis, that's a shah that goes to the root of how the Parsha of Yibum is Chal, which is the first peg, the beginning of the first peg, with whether there is Asei Derech HaLoisei, whether Yibum does work with Asei Derech HaLoisei, it's Hashem and Daf Nun Beis, we're going to see a fascinating discussion where Rashi seems to be Soisim Shnosoi in this very same need.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.